Do they like you or do they not? Do they care about you or not? Are you confused because you do not know? Well, I'm gonna talk about that in this episode. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host, Nabila. This podcast is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. It is also a one-stop for motivation, insight, and advice. And today's topic is, do they like you? But before we get to that, depending on where you are listening or watching this from, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. Instagram, the Facebook page, and YouTube is at _ with Nabila. On Twitter, it's at UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at UWNABILA or comment on either the Instagram or Facebook pages, posts, or YouTube video. Also, if you guys want to get the pics and posters of this podcast, I know you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. Also, do not forget to follow me too on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. It's at BelaTree03, that's BELA303. So now, let's get to it. So, when you realize your connections with people, I feel as if these days people value quantity over quality when it comes to friends, when it's actually supposed to be quantity over quality. Now, the thing about having friends is that you like them for who they are and they like you for who you are. But then when there's this friction that is even visible, but maybe you want to ignore and you want to force yourself, then you can't call that a friendship. It's just force. Some people pretend and some people just don't want to see even if they show it. Now I want you to ask yourself, are those people you call your friends really your friends? Do they really care about you? Do you care about them? Do they think of you? Do you think of them? Do you guys have each other in mind, or is it just a one-sided thing? Are they jealous of you? Are they happy for you? You know, when you look at people well, you will see whether they like you or not. When you tell them of an achievement, are they glad? Are they happy? Or are they sad and devastated and feel like dying? Or are they so happy and feel like it was actually them who got it? Or are they like, oh wow, that's so nice. But then when you just look a little bit away, they just start eyeing you from head to toe and having this bad look, like straight up jealous. Are you trying to ignore the truth about your relationship with them, that it isn't good? Or you just have to keep up with it for some reason or not? Now, I know that there are some people really good at hiding that they don't like you. That they are so good at it, and they could even get an Oscar for that. But then, you can try. You can try to see their reactions. When they're speaking to other people and you're smiling and you go over to them to talk to them, how is your reaction? When you hug them or you text them or you call them, how is their reaction? Are they... nobody can be happy all the time. We all have mood swings or when we feel down. But generally, is this person trying to show that, oh, they don't like you, they don't want to talk to you? Are you just the one trying to ignore it? Or is the person trying to pretend? Now ask yourself, do you like them? Do you like your friend group? Are you comfortable with them? Are you okay to share things with them without thinking about the criticism? Are they supportive? Are they jealous? Are they encouraging? Do they want you to strive for progress, or do they just don't care about you at all? When you're sick, do they care? Do they not care? How are you with them? How's your relationship compared to other people? Do you trust them? You know, there are so many things that go into friendship, and I feel as if so many people now that say that they're friends, they may just actually be acquaintances. I don't know, but now and this friendship term isn't the same thing with how it used to be. So this word friend, who is a friend? And what does a friend do? So this question always comes up and up and up and up, and people always wonder what and how and who a friend is. So the definition of a friend by Merriam-Webster is a person who has a strong liking for and trust in another. Then a person who is not an enemy. Liking for and trust in another. So now let's take another definition this one from socialself.com. A true friend is someone you can rely on when you need it. They treat you with respect, and being around them makes you feel good. They have your best interest at heart. You feel comfortable being yourself with them, and you can trust them. A true friend can also be called a good friend or a real friend. So I want to ask you now, are you okay with your friend group, the people around you? Can you tell them your mind without feeling that you'll be heavily criticized or you'll be looked down on? Do you have to put a facade when you're with them? Do you have to act differently? Or can you just be yourself? How do they talk to you? Do they talk to you like you're a nobody, or do they treat you with respect? How exactly do they act around you compared to other people, and how are they in general? What are their characters? And so many things to think about. So now let's get the definition of acquaintance, courtesy to Google. A person who knows slightly, but who is not a close friend. Not a close friend. So I feel as if some people mistake acquaintance for a friend or a close friend. Some people think some acquaintances are really close friends of theirs, when in fact, they aren't at all. So I want you to sit down, think about the people all around you, the people you've been talking to, the people who you see are your friends, and ask yourself, do you really like them? Do they really like you? What kind of relationship do you have with them? Are you just trying to pretend that you don't know whether they like you or not? Or you literally can see it clearly, or you can see clearly that they have your best interest at heart, and you also have their best interest at heart. This is more of like a mutual relationship. That's why it's a friendship. It's a ship, okay? It's a ship, and I need you guys together to build that ship. It's a ship, okay? So I do hope my point came across really well. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. But before you guys go, do not forget to like, share, follow, and leave a 5-star review. Also, don't forget to follow the social media accounts of this podcast to stay updated. For Instagram, the Facebook page, and YouTube, it's at @_withNabila. On Twitter, it's at @UWNABILA. The links are in the description. If you guys have any topics you'd want me to talk about, you can tweet at @UWNABILA or comment on any of the Instagram or Facebook pages posts or YouTube video. Also, if you guys want to get the pics and the posters of this podcast and all, you'll see the Pinterest board link in the description. And the username for my socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, is at @BelaTreasureTree, that's BELA Treasure Tree. The links are in the description. And once again, thank you guys so much for listening. And see you guys next week, Wednesday. Goodbye.